Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is The Bert Show.
Well, I learned a valuable lesson. I should not speak for an entire gender. Maybe I was right. Maybe I was wrong. But Mo, I think you made the same mistake too.
Yeah.
So let me ask the three Bert Show listeners that are men to call up right now at 1-855-BERT-SHOW and either confirm or deny something that Mo and I said a couple of weeks ago. And if I remember the I don't even remember it being the center of the conversation, but I think it went something like, the first time that I end up sleeping with a woman, the bar is set really low anyway, so stop taking your pressure off of yourself, thinking that this is going to be some fantastic Netflix experience, when the truth of the matter is, and I said this just for myself, like, I want to enjoy it. I know if it's really, really, really bad, yeah. But mentally going into it, I'm excited about it, but the bar for really great sex on the first time is not set real high.
Yeah, I think rom-coms have ruined us. I think like shows like Bridgerton have ruined us. 99% of the time, it's not going to be like that scene,
right.
That movie scene. Do I think that can happen? Yes, but I think that percentage is very, very low. You can have a decent time, but you aren't going to be having like love-making movie magic.
It's definitely awkward the first time, and I think it'll always get better. I don't necessarily expect for it to be like horrible.
No, of course not.
Yeah, no. But yeah, it won't be what it could become.
Exactly.
The first time,
you're learning each other's bodies for the first time.
Absolutely.
There's like there's just a natural awkwardness. And then especially if you're a little too intoxicated, that's not gonna help things any better either.
Well, it could.
No.
But it could end quickly. I think I was listening to Jay Shetty's podcast last week, and he had a guest on that really said something that really hit me. Is like, especially when it comes to this, is like, in some cases, you go from us introducing ourselves, hi, my name's Chris, to us in our most intimate state in just a couple of hours. I don't know anything about you.
Mm-hmm.
I barely even know your name, and you could have lied about that. And here we are doing something super intimate. How can it be really, really great? Right. So I think I said that a couple of weeks ago, and Mo confirmed that as well. Then I got this DM from a Bert Show listener that is really, really hoping that that is the case. And then I'll go to the phones to see if what our theory is true or not, that the bar is set low for dudes. Bert, you said something the other day that I want to question you more on air or off. I don't care. Just don't use my name. Okay, Stephanie. It's not her name. I've been seeing a guy for about 2 months. We haven't slept with each other yet. She writes in capital letters, I'm super scared. He's much more experienced than I am. We've discussed it. I've only been with one other guy. You said the expectation for first sex is always a little low. I'm so nervous about disappointing him that I'm paralyzed to take our relationship to the next level, but I definitely want to.
Mm-hmm.
I know. So from where I stand, he's going to be very, very happy either way, just because it's happening.
You're just happy you're getting it.
Right. I do think, you know, we can regurgitate this, that he's not expecting some fantastical experience. And I think if you're honest with him about your lack of experience in this area, if you guys are close enough, I think that even brings you more intimate before you get into that position. I want to know the truth.
Is she scared about her performance or scared that he might pull some moves that are going to freak her out?
No, I think I could be wrong here, but I'm interpreting this as I'm scared I won't live up to the experiences he's had in the past.
That's the way I interpret it as well. And I'm with you on she should just be honest and upfront about that. And I really think she's in her head. I don't think you have to be concerned with that at all. If anything, especially the fact that y'all have been building a rapport for 2 months, I think he'll appreciate that. And the ball will kind of be in his court since he's much more experienced and he's aware of that. You just kind of got to do your thing. I do think he would be happy to be there more than anything else. I do.
I don't want to say it's like a let's get this over experience, because it's certainly not. there's an excitement about it. The newness about it is absolutely exciting. But the actual act itself, I don't think most guys go into that thinking this is going to be the best thing that's ever happened to me. Yeah.
And if you get too much into your head and then you're going to try too hard and that can, like, that's the worst thing you can do. So, I mean, what kind of advice can we give her? Because, okay, you guys are going to do it, right? It's going to happen. You're going to do it. And it's going to be amazing. But what are some mantras we can get her to say to herself before they actually engage in that activity to help her boost her self-esteem and to boost her morale so she goes in with confidence and not self-doubt and she doesn't try too hard and that she knows that it's going to be fine?
Well, I think the first thing is what Mo and I have already said, and that's tell them the truth. Because I think it takes down that fakeness.
Mm-hmm.
And she won't have the anxiety that I hope he doesn't think I'm as experienced as he is. And if she says I've only been with one other guy and she tells him that, I think he'll take comfort in that.
I agree.
On a couple levels.
I think, yeah. And it'll relieve a lot of the pressure. Because once you tell him that, he has expectations. His expectations should be set, and you can kind of literally just be yourself and just kind of let it play out. He's not going to come into it expecting you to be something you're not once you're honest with him. So after that, you just let it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you need a mantra, just say what I say. When in doubt, pillow princess it out. You don't know what a pillow princess is?
No, ma'am.
Pillow princess? You just lay there.
Y'all don't know what that is?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you just lay there?
That's it.
Pillow princess.
You just lay there, huh?
That's it.
When in doubt.
Pillow princess it out.
He'll figure it out.
I would be looking, even though the bar is set low, I'd be looking for something a little bit more than that.
I mean, you're just literally going to lay there?
Pillow princess, baby.
It happens.
That's the only thing that can go wrong. The bar is set so low that if there's not a lot of interaction in this whole thing and he's doing all
the time.
But even if you think,
there's gotta be, come on.
There has to be a little hip motion. Like
the wave.
don't do that.
Maybe just turn the lights on and off a whole bunch really fast so it looks like you're moving.
Abby, I think I may have figured out why you aren't getting that second thing.
It's my mantras.
So you would be okay with that? Just like, I'll do all the work here. This time you just lay here.
If it's
enjoy.
The first time and she was honest with me about lacking experience and being in her head about I would completely be okay with that. I would expect it, actually.
You would take control. You would just do straight up missionary.
Yeah.
Keep it very, easy peasy.
Ease our way into it. I wouldn't expect her to jump and grab the ceiling fan.
Just yet. Pull out the swing.
I'm coming in for the dismount, baby. Get ready.
Now, interestingly enough, because guys are probably a little more insecure than we tend to let off, I wonder if when she tells him that she's only been with one guy, I wonder if he secretly starts to feel more pressured about the whole experience.
Good.
That's a good question.
He can take it instead of her.
Well, all he's got to do is be a king. What'd you call it?
Princess? Pillow princess.
Pillow prince?
A pillow princess.
That's all he's got to do. Just lay there, dude.
They're just going to be on their backs next to each other. I just see, her laying there and him just laying there.
Somebody got to do something.
Just two BYU students do not know what to do. Just soaking it all in.
Really what we're talking about is just nap together.
just nap.
Right next to each other and call it sex.
Call it sex.
It's the Bird Show.
This is the Bird Show.